Hi everyone, and welcome to Amazon UK. Well, not UK exactly, but we are going to be talking about everything related to UK, that is especially your listings. So if you want to understand how you can make listings which is compatible with all your Amazon marketplaces, UK marketplaces, and you don't have to pay a fortune for Amazon translation, watch this video. Everyone, and we are going to be talking about Amazon UK right today, and we have Prabhat Shah, who is our Amazon UK expert. He has over 10 years experience in selling in UK. Currently, I think you are working with Germany, right? Amazon UK Germany specifically.
Yeah, so I'm working now with any European platform, which is Germany, France, Italy, and Spain. So I'm pleased to be here and happy to chat through today.
Yeah, so this is the second session that we're doing with Prabhat. The first session was if you can do your PPC campaigns without a keyword research, and yes, you can, and most of you have been already doing it. So come watch that session. I will be linking it here, so do check that out. So Prabhat, Amazon UK can get a little complicated. So since I'm a beginner starting in UK, should I choose FBA, FBM? And how does it work if your host country is different from the country that you're selling in?
Yeah, absolutely. So so if you are, say, for example, US-based seller and expanding into the UK, yeah, so choosing your FBA is a natural option, because posting your product from away from the UK, it's always going to take time. So choosing FBA is a sensible option, because your product is in the country, you know, customers get delivered next day, no brainer. And also you are saving in the postage, and also Amazon FBA cost, it's not a lot, you know, honestly, when you compare that with the cost of post, it's not a lot. So it makes sense doing FBA.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine how international courier works, considering my family lives in another country. So sending them post can put a hole in my pocket. So I can only imagine how the products are going to be. So yes, FBA, I completely agree with you, Prabhat. FBA is always the way to go. And maybe have FBM if your maybe factory is not in your host country and closer to, let's say, European marketplace, then FBM might work. What do you think about that?
No, absolutely. So FBM works really well for a different set of products. It could be that for many reasons, you may have a warehouse in the UK, for instance, and then you've got direct overhead already there. So it makes sense using that warehouse. It could be that your product is not easily stored. You know, you can't store it easily. Could be liquid. Yep. Okay? Like, for example, could be patio cleaner, for example, and you've got gallons and gallons of liquid there, and you may not want to get the product ready, sent to Amazon. There is another restrictions there, and it could be that you are only selling the product or packaging the product once you sold on Amazon. So in that case, by all means, you know, FBM is a right choice there. And for some other people, it could be that larger products, talk about furniture, for instance. So it's not always going to be profitable. So talking about mattresses, you know, it's not always going to be profitable. You know, here in the UK, we've got, you know, lots of factories doing mattresses here in the UK. And it makes sense for things like that, you know, just to dispatch it from the warehouse. Yeah. Yeah, and there are also other products, like, for example, fresh flowers. Yeah, believe it or not, you can buy fresh flowers on Amazon. Very common to some people.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't to me, you know, a couple of years back until I came to know you can buy fresh flowers on Amazon. So in that case, it all makes sense to dispatch.
Do FBM. Yeah, well, I don't know if flowers is a Amazon UK thing or a US thing, because I personally haven't heard of any seller selling fresh flowers. So for those of you watching right now, do you sell fresh flowers on US, or have you heard of sellers selling fresh flowers on US or UK marketplaces? Let us know in the comment section below. I would love to know. So yeah, that was very well said. And I think cosmetics, which require, temperature storage. So I personally don't think that you should go FBA then, because warehouses are not temperature controlled. The temperature in there keeps varying, either it goes high or low. So if your products can perish in such environments, make sure that you're doing FBM, because you don't want your customer, you know, getting a product and it's all smelly or it's spoiled. So I have seen that happening quite a lot, especially in the US. So make sure that you do FBM then. So Prabhat, what is a pan-European, and do you go pan-European FBA? Because I have no idea about that.
Yeah, so pan-European works really well for sellers who are selling in the UK. Now, until next year, until the 1st of January, where still you can send the product in the UK and then enroll pan-European, which means Amazon will send the product to the host country. That is, if the product is popular in Germany, Amazon will send those stock to Amazon German warehouse without you incurring additional costs. So that's what pan-European means. So you enroll your products into all countries, so UK, Germany, France, Italy, and Spain, and Amazon chooses the product to send to that host country if that's popular. So but the complication would be is what's going to happen after 1st of January. So, or it could be after January. So that's when things get a little bit complicated. And so there has been announcement already to all the sellers who are selling on Amazon that pan-European will not work as it works now. So the next process would be sending two split stock levels. So you'll have one stock level in the UK, so that for the UK customers. Now, another stock you could store in the mainland Europe, you know, take for example, Germany. And then from then on, you can have the stock sent from Germany to the mainland Europe. So this is all already in the process, and sellers are already being announced. It's just a matter of preparing yourself. How do you split that stock and think about logistics side of things already and any other process involved within that?
Yeah, so I was just coming to the question because I just wanted to understand how things are going to work on Amazon UK after the Brexit happens. So thank you for clarifying that. And will there be any changes in European fulfillment network, or is it going to be the one that you just mentioned?
Yeah, so European fulfillment work, I don't think it will work in the way it's working now, because it was working because there was free custom arrangement. So, and that if that ceases, when that ceases, I don't see that working. So it will be, you'll have to choose to go towards the local stores. And again, that brings up lots of, so it's all about preparation, right? So it's all about preparing and then looking at the risk involved and looking at the costs. So our cost now, when we go into a store into other countries, is logistical cost, obviously. Then other costs like, organizing VAT on each country. And that is another cost involved. And Amazon, in fact, have enrolled some programs so that a new seller can have a VAT service for 1 year for free. It was going like that before, but so it's going on now as well. So if you are seeing that, it's a good opportunity there as well.
And I think this affects more sellers who are already selling in UK rather than people who are trying to sell on UK. So it affects UK sellers more, and it's just hitting me now. So I just want to wish everyone good luck for a new year, and I hope this new arrangement works out well for you, and I hope all of you have a really good selling year and let this situation not affect your sales in any way. Yeah, and Prabha, I just want to understand, since there are different marketplaces and each marketplace has their own currency, how do you set prices for your products in these different countries or marketplaces?
Sure. So for the European listings, you are selling in euros. And when you create your listings. So step back a little bit. When you create listings onto European platform, there is a system called BIL, Build International Listing. So when you go through that process, you will be listing your UK listings to the European platform automatically. It's not 100% accurate. You know, not all the listings get created into these countries, but you know, most of them will get created, all of them in some cases. So when you go through this process, Amazon will prompt your question, how are you going to price your products? So the pricing of the product rules. Now that rules can be based on, you know, you can put 10% up the UK price or 10% below the UK price, or even you can put a certain figures to say, okay, you know, fixed number below or above the UK price. So once that is set and that go through the process, the prices are automatically set in other countries. Now you may think, okay, what about doing analysis of what are the pricing in other countries? Okay, fair enough. If you've got 100 products, maybe 50 products, maybe 20 products, it's a lot more easier for you to analyze pricing in these countries. So if you see your product is a little bit higher price in other countries, you know, so be it. You don't have to go through just 10% up. You may go, you know, 20% up or 30% up. And that can be true in a lot of products. So check those prices. If you are to go towards that way, you know, fair enough to have an individual pricing and change the pricing in the same way. When you get the money back, so you are charging in euros, right? So when you get the money back, you will be paid in a country of your residence. So say, for example, if your account is in the UK, you'll be paid in the GBP. So that is something you need to remember.
Yeah, and I think an important caution would be to check out each country's VAT prices. I don't think there's a central VAT system in the marketplaces, is it?
I'm not sure on that, to be honest, Ria. I think there are different quality in different countries that I know of, but whether there has been any central system, I don't know. It is there.
So if you're planning to sell in different marketplaces, and if you're setting your price, please keep in mind about the VAT situation, because sometimes the VAT in some countries might be higher than you anticipated or might be lower. So you might not get the profit that you want. So make sure that your prices are set, keeping that in mind. So now coming towards the listing point of view. So I understand that the listing translation, which Amazon offers, to begin with, it's not precise. Second point is it's really, really expensive for FBM sellers, especially. So what does one do then? What alternative does one have then?
Yeah, so I think, like you said, initially, it's good to trial what Amazon is offering. So they do offer free translation for most of the categories. It's not perfect. We know that. It's not good translation. We know that. But what do you expect when things are free done? Okay. And so first of all, go and try that, because that will allow you to test the market without any additional cost. So then once you start seeing some sales through that, so if your cost on using Amazon translation is higher, then, you know, the world of freelancer is always there for you to help. You know, you can go on to different freelancing websites. You can get a native speaker for a relatively competitive rate, and you can always use them and translate your, you know, best-selling product to start with and see where we go on that.
Yeah, because as I understand that, especially where I live currently, there is a huge, huge difference every 100 kilometers. So if I call, let's say, a straw, they might call it something entirely different. So I can only imagine that it's similar in UK. I mean, what I call French fries are crisps for you. So, I mean, if I try to sell French fries in UK, I am going to be broke by the end of the month. So it's very good to, you know, find a native speaker and, you know, find how they're going to be searching for your product. What is it called to begin with, and how do they use it? Because, or if they have a use for the product. So I think that will help you go a long way. And if you want to see more profit, product targeting ads. Go target your competitor's ASIN, and even if you are not getting those jargons right, your ad will be shown, and hoping that your image will take care of the rest of the part. So what do you think about that, Prabhat?
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity there, as we discussed before in earlier podcast. You know, I start with your product targeting ads, put a lower bid to test with, and you can always go up if you don't see impressions and clicks. So go with product targeting, category targeting, and then see the metrics. So the metrics as in the click-through rate. You know, if you are seeing a very low click-through rate, then that shows that that particular target is not relevant for us, and then move on to the next one. And also when we look at the structure of the campaign, so if a particular campaign has lots and lots of products, it may not work, because if the budget is less, then Amazon will put money towards the product which is performing well, and the others will not perform. So it's always good to split them into different groups or different categories, so to say.
Yes, that's very well said. And is there anything else that our viewers might want to understand or be sure about before they start selling on Amazon UK?
Yeah, so with Amazon UK and Europe, for instance, you know, they are part of the same account. So when you, like in the US, you've got Canadian and Mexican account together, you'll have the UK and the European account together. So when we think about selling in the UK, also think about selling in the Europe, because the logistics kind of thing, I know there are some changes going along, but you are increasing your customer base through one particular platform. And because it's linked, it's a lot easier to list the products from UK to any other countries. And I must say, you know, not only UK to other countries, if you are selling in Germany to start with, and you can do other way around, okay? You can link up with the UK and other European platforms, so to say. So it's good to consider them, and that will allow you to just increase your sales. And that's what we all want.
Yeah, and I think that goes for everything. You know, if you're selling on Amazon, your opportunity or your main goal should be growth. So if you want to have growth in your business, I think Amazon is the best platform to sell in, because you have Asia, you have European marketplaces, UK, America. So there's like a lot of scope. So study each marketplace before, and I think that should be really good for your business if you're looking for growth and expansion. So yeah. There you go. There is your guide to listing on EU. And I hope you all liked the video. Thank you so much for being here, Prabhat. You have definitely given really important insights that are required for sellers who are either selling on UK already or for people who are planning to expand their business. So we loved having you. And please come more often on these Seller Speak Talks. Our viewers love you. And hopefully we will meet soon.
Okay. Thank you. Pleasure to be here, Leah. Thank you.
Yes. And if you like this video, make sure to like that like button and make sure to subscribe to join our Seller App community, where we help you expand and skyrocket your sales. Do check out our tools if you haven't already, and make sure to turn that bell notification on to receive exclusive and important news from Seller App. And that way you can stay up to date on all important news on Amazon. And until next time, happy selling.